Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been studying the subject of love this week, and we are continuing in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Starting at verse 4, we find these words: love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. I want to focus today on the subject that love is not easily provoked. In the Amplified Translation, it reads this way: love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. This word provoked, love is not easily provoked, comes from a Greek word that means to be roused or stirred to anger. Love is not easily stirred to anger. Love is not easily roused to anger. Or I like to say it this way: love is not easily irritated. Do you realize that when you are irritated at someone or about something, that that's a low degree of anger rising inside of you? It may not present itself as a screaming, angry tirade, but irritation, being irritated at someone or for something said by someone, is a form of anger. Love is not easily angered. Love is not easily provoked. Love is not easily irritated. Here's a test of whether or not you're easily provoked. Are you quickly exasperated with your children when they do something that displeases you? Are you quickly irritated with your spouse when they are forgetful? Do you find yourself often saying, "That just irritates me"? Are you easily offended? Do you get your feelings hurt often? Are you super sensitive? Do you often read into what others say or do as being a personal slight towards you? Do people have to walk on eggshells around you because you're so easily upset? If so, you are not walking in love, because love is not easily provoked. Love is not easily offended. Love is not easily irritated. It hardly even notices when it is wronged. We're talking about this subject of love because the Bible is filled with exhortations to us to walk in love. In fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, "All of the commandments and the prophets hung on this one command, and it was the command of love. First to love God, and then secondly, to love others." For us, as believers, love is the key to everything. Love unlocked the door to forgiveness and restoration with God when we were in sin, and love unlocks the door to all the blessings of God. The scripture tells us that faith works by love. In other words, when you're believing God, you're standing in faith for something from God, one of the promises that God has placed in His Word for us to take hold of. You can apprehend or take hold of that promise by making sure that you are walking in love, love towards God, obeying His commandments, caring about what God cares about, and loving other people, making sure that there's no breach in any relationship in your life. Because a lack of love is a breach or a break in relationship with others. And one of the facets of love that we find described here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is this beautiful attribute that love is not easily provoked. Love is not easily irritated. Love is not touchy. Love is not easily exasperated with people. Do you realize that you are lacking in love when you find yourself irritated at other people's idiosyncrasies or their habits, or you're easily irritated by their failings or their shortcomings or their immaturity? that you are the one that's lacking in love when you find yourself easily irritated. Some people would say, well, it's just my personality. I like everything just neat and clean, and it really irritates me when people are sloppy. Understand this. You are the one that's lacking in love when you can't extend grace to other people because they have a certain shortcoming or a certain failing in their life. God wants us to be people who extend grace. In other words, we don't judge them. We just love them. We act like Christ has acted towards us. We walk in love, and we're not easily provoked or irritated. The story has been told of a widow who, when her husband was still alive, was constantly irritated day in and day out by the husband's habit of dropping his clothing all over the floor of their bedroom. And when he would leave for work, sure enough, there would literally be a trail of cast-off clothing and dirty socks all over the bedroom. Later on, after the death of her husband, this same widow, looking back upon their marriage, was very regretful that she had been so irritated with her husband over this little idiosyncrasy of his. And she said that she would give anything to have those piles of clothing back because it would mean that her husband was still with her. Many people are easily irritated over things that they should extend grace towards the other person and walk in love. After hearing this story, I made it my determination that I would give thanks every time I picked up my husband's dirty socks. Thanks to God that he was with me. Thanks to God that I had a husband in my life that was loving and godly towards me. And I picked up those clothes with a whole different attitude after hearing the story of that widow. She had not walked in love about the husband's habit of throwing his dirty clothes around, and she wished that she had while he was still alive. I want to encourage you, if there are particular habits that your spouse engages in that irritate or provoke you to anger, consider walking in love towards them. That's what the Word of God calls us to do. That's what God's heartbeat is towards each of us, that we will walk in love toward those who perhaps do things that are simply idiosyncratic. They're not even necessarily sinful, but many people are easily irritated simply by the habits of others. It may be someone at your work. It may be a habit your boss has. It may be a particular thing that one of your relatives does over and over again that irritates you or provokes you. Make the decision that you're going to walk in love and give thanks for that person. When that happens, pray for that person. Seek a way to be a blessing, and don't let selfishness, self-centeredness, your own desires rob you of walking in love because of the habits of someone else. We need to make our decision that we are going to be a people that walk in love no matter what anyone else does, no matter how anyone else acts in our life. It'll change your life if you make that decision. And many people would say, well, I can't. It just irritates me. Understand, that's your flesh that's irritated. Understand, the description of 1 Corinthians chapter 13's love attributes are not the attributes of human love. Human love will always get irritated with the shortcomings of others. Human love will grow cold when the person's not all affectionate and lovey-dovey anymore after you've been married several years. But that's human love. We're not talking about walking in human love. We are talking about walking in the agape, unconditional love of God that's been placed in your heart and is available to you if you are a born-again Christian. But it's a choice you make every day to walk in love or to walk in the flesh. God is calling you today to choose to live a life of love. It will change people that you encounter every day. It'll shock people that you live with if you begin to choose to respond to every word and every action of other people with unconditional love. That's God's heartbeat for us. It will change others, but it will also change you. Do you realize that if you walk in unconditional love, it'll change you from the inside out? Love never fails. Love never fails to affect a change. It'll change the people you encounter, but it will also change you. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you view people. It is a miraculous power from God deposited in our hearts, or as Romans 5:5 says, shed abroad in our hearts by God, His love. God wants us to take a hold of this powerful gift that He's given to us and use it in our lives every day. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it talks about how we are to be imitators of God, the same way a little child imitates his father. Do you realize that whether you like it or not, if you're a parent, your children will imitate you? Wouldn't it be a glorious thing in your household if all the people in your household walked in love, and then the little children in the household imitated this loving way of living and speaking and being? That's God's design for the Christian family. Husbands are encouraged in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 by the Lord that they are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. Let me ask you a question, husbands. Does the love that you show to your wife make people who are unbelievers desire to be a part of the family of God? It should, because the way Christ loved the church was absolutely beautifully, perfectly, selflessly. He poured out His love for the church, for the people of God. Your love for your wife demonstrated before the whole world ought to make an unbeliever jealous of a Christian, so much so that they want to become a Christian. Are you walking in love? Is your love not easily irritated, not easily provoked? That's God's call on your life today. Make that decision to tap in to the agape love that's been shed abroad in your heart and walk in love towards everyone you meet. Not easily irritated, not easily provoked, not exasperated with other people's failings, but instead pouring out unconditional love. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.